Noah, what exactly is a welcoming city, and what does this mean for Reno?
A welcoming city is primarily a symbolic gesture, so it's kind of a way for the city to say that they welcome all residents, so to speak, and that discrimination is not tolerated in Reno. It's really just a way to sort of reaffirm what Reno is already doing, so it's primarily a symbolic gesture.
How does this idea differ from a sanctuary city?
So this is where it gets a little tricky. Sanctuary cities tend to focus on immigration specifically, so while there's really no legal definition for either, sanctuary cities are more defined as police officers in those cities not assisting immigration and customs enforcement in detaining people for the purpose of deportation, whereas welcoming cities are a little more broad. The idea there being that all city functions are more inclusive to all folks, regardless of where they're from.
But so if there's no change to law, what does this really do?
So I actually asked Oscar Delgado that very question. He's the Reno City Council member who sponsored this resolution. He said a lot of people are telling him that they don't necessarily feel safe here in Reno. This is a way to show the community that Reno is going to keep the same policies in place that they've had, and that no matter what happens on a federal level, they're going to maintain business as usual.
I think this is an opportunity again for us as a city of Reno to come forward and say, look, we're not changing who we are. We're going to continue to be who we've always been, and that's a caring community. The police will continue to work with you, and no one should feel objected or singled out or otherwise.
Noah, how does the city of Reno handle immigration now? And does this resolution change anything in terms of policing?
Well, currently all immigration is done on a federal level. We saw earlier this month with the federal immigration raid that happened here in Reno. The resolution here really doesn't change anything with policing. Reno police officers are not allowed to profile people. They can't ask for citizenship status or anything like that. The only time that immigration status would even come up is if someone commits a crime and they get arrested and then they go through the system and go through processing that way. Reno Police Chief Jason Soto says he wants to make sure that people feel comfortable calling RPD when they need help without the worry of being reported.
The immigration piece of law enforcement is tricky because we want to make sure that people that are victims of crime can call the Reno Police Department. I don't want a victim calling me up and having our officer go out there and arresting the victim.
Soto also told me that if ICE does come to the department for help in detaining someone who has committed a crime, they can help in that way, but they're not going to send out local police officers to enforce immigration. It really doesn't make sense, even from a logistical standpoint. He says the department's already pretty light as is, so even if they could do that, they're not going to, just because they don't have the resources.
What have you gathered about the community's reactions to this resolution to be a welcoming city? How do people feel about it?
Well, people are very passionate about this resolution on both sides of this. Opponents say that this is just another way to sneak in the idea of a sanctuary city, which they say encourages more illegal immigration. It increases crime. So folks are a little worried about what this could mean. Supporters say that undocumented folks here in town are law-abiding citizens who don't deserve to be discriminated. They're trying to make it just like anyone else. And even some supporters say that this doesn't go far enough. This actually doesn't protect anyone. And like I said, this doesn't add any laws or guidelines or regulations to the books. So there's been a lot of talk on both sides. More people came out in public support for the resolution rather than public opposition to it.
Noah Glick, thank you.
Thank you.